Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Let me just check and see if we're recording. Are we recording?
Testing 1, 2.
Are we testing 1, 2? Sibilance on the mic. Check 1, 2. Yes.
Testing 1, 2, 1, 2. Hot mic. Got a hot mic.
Hot mic. Hot mic, ladies and gentlemen. I find myself.
Can you just do your snare, please? Just your snare. Okay, first Tom. Tom 1.
Do, 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 do.
Tom 2.
Do, 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 do.
4, Tom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Do me a favor. Snare and hi-hat, just the two of them. Real quick, I think we've got time before we open doors. Whole kit, all together, please. Okay, all right. Drums done. Okay, bass, we're going to go on to the bass. Is that the volume you usually play at?
It's pretty good, right?
All right, great, you're locked in.
We can do the whole goddamn band.
Yep. Doesn't sound like the guy from Whiplash.
Huh?
You're a little too nice.
Yeah.
Oh. Doesn't sound like the guy from Whiplash.
What? Every once in a while, most of the time locally, you got some really kick-ass sound guys, but other times, like, yeah, whatever. And I will never forget, I am playing, our buddies up here.
Whittemore Center?
No, the outdoor venue. Total brain fart.
Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion.
There we are. The band's up on stage. You got a quick sound check. All right, let's do it. And I'm out there playing, and then somebody else is playing drums. And they're like, hey, whoever else is playing drums, cut it out, please. It's not your time. Vinnie Paul.
Oh,
stands
really?
Up, and he's got the drum set next to my Pantera. Yeah. All these, drum god. And I'm like, oh my god,
you go.
You can play forever.
Yeah, right.
And he's like, wicked sorry, guys.
I saw a clip of, I think it was Dee Snider, was on stage at one of those big metal fests.
Yeah.
And he walked to the other side of the stage and started screaming on stage in front of the audience. Right? Isn't that a true story? And he was calling out some other drummer, said, it's my time, kind of thing. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Buzz 24-7. Obviously, we were just farting around because that's what we do.
We're really good at farting around.
Oh, my God. It's on my resume. You kidding me? Buzz 24-7 exclusive brought to you by our friends at New Hampshire Army National Guard. They don't fart around. There's no farting around with the Army
speaking,
National Guard.
Speaking of farting around, I guess I farted in my sleep the other night, and Amy said, don't do that again. And I'm like, time out. Sleepy farts don't count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I fart and I giggle, I'm wide awake. I knew it. I knew what I did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The fan hit it, spread it all over the room.
Mass spreader event.
You have a right to be angry.
Mass spreader event.
But if I am sleeping and she's like, oh my God, it went on forever.
Oh, one of those.
Call 1-800-GO-GUARD. That's 1-800-GO-GUARD. Gotta get the whole sponsorship.
Yeah, you
in.
Do. My bad.
You know, the sleep fart comment.
And I said to her, like, I am not held guilty for sleepy farts.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you can't be held responsible, just like you can't be held responsible what happens in a dream, just like we talked about the other day. So, all right. Well, anyway, I was just looking at some of the we played a couple of drops at the end of the show.
I just want to go back to normal, where people aren't going nuts with each other.
it just makes me laugh. I don't know what it is about it that makes me laugh. There are certain this one makes me laugh. I played this one at the end of the show, and it's one of my faves.
Ooh-wee. You're good looking. You're hot. It's like looking in the mirror.
See, your kid is cute. This kid.
Lockdown. Did you hear the news? Lockdown inside. Not the going out to parties in the casino.
The kid's got like a raspy voice.
Yeah, but that's message is true,
first
though.
Off, I don't believe.
Lockdown.
Sorry, my mistake.
I don't believe that's a kid. I believe he's one of those people that get that disease that he's really like 50.
Benjamin Button.
Yeah.
It might have actually been Benjamin Button. No, that one, to be honest, when it happened, I'm such a suspicious guy. I was almost a little suspicious because he's telling it to his mom. Every other word is F. And parents now, whatever they think is cute would make a cute video, they do it. If I'd have ever spoken like that in front of my parents, or if my kid would have used that word at age 7, yeah, lockdown would have been the least of their worries.
I said, as a very young boy, shit in front of my mother. And go to your room. And I was in there like a Saturday afternoon, beautiful day. Couple hours.
Mm.
Felt like days.
Yeah. I was directly across the street from my parents' house. There was a little tree stand where we would, you know, we'd hang out there. And a girl from the neighborhood, whom I will not name, came over. We would always hang out. And I had a dart gun. Remember the dart guns with the suction cup?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The suction cup wasn't as strong as the actual whole bullet.
It was a spring-fed little dart gun, a little toy dart gun, before the tips of them had to be orange.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was, I don't know how old that was.
It
was probably the 70s or whatever,
yep.
Something like that. And we were talking, just with her and I, and there was another guy there, and I pointed the gun at her, and I said...
What'd you say, G? Bring what it. Did you say to this young girl?
I'm going
to
shoot you right in the tit.
Oh, boy.
No girl wants to get shot in the tit.
Nope.
Wait a minute now. We got along
At least
fine.
You don't want to hear about it.
We got along fine. It was a joke, and she knew it. What I didn't realize that across the street, my mom was watering the plants next to the mailbox. So she said, Greg? Uh-huh. And I look up, she goes, and she's turning the hose off, right? You know, turning that nozzle so that the spray goes really wide and then goes away. And I'm like, yeah. She goes, can you come in the house for a minute? Doesn't say a word. And I didn't know. I was like 7, 8. I don't know. So I walk into the house, and she's like, and there was just a metal stool right inside the kitchen, right under the phone, metal stool. Hey, sit down for a second. Okay, so I sit down. I haven't the faintest
Thinks
idea.
Like maybe I'm getting something cool.
It's coming. I don't know it. I'm clueless. She goes, okay, sit down. Close your eyes.
Oh, my God, a special treat.
And
she shot him in the tit.
I said, okay. I sat down and did it. She's like, open your mouth, stick out your tongue.
Oh.
And I did. And she took a bar of soap while my eyes were closed, and she inserted it into my mouth so that the half of the bar of soap was in my mouth. So your automatic reaction is to pull your head back and up away.
Choking the damn soap.
Which, no, she wasn't. It was a big-ass bar of lava soap. I remember it like it was yesterday. Point is when your head goes back, your tongue hits the soap, and basically you end up licking the bar of soap. And then she's like, don't you ever use that word again. And I'm like, I'm a kid.
You not even
what
know?
Word?
Shoot.
I didn't know what word. And she, it's disrespectful, blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you something, man. Last time I ever used that word in front of my mom, but those were the days. Did you ever wash the kid's mouth out with soap?
No, I haven't yet.
Yeah.
I think
you're not going to have to. At this point, it's too late.
Well, so Dylan, there was a song on in the car. And we were playing the clean version. It was Parker,
right?
Four of his buddies, and Dylan. Dylan added in the swears where they were beeped out.
Mm-hmm. F-bombs?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And one of the kids thought that his face, he goes, oh, my God. And he thought I was going to pull over the car and hurt Dylan because I guess swearing is not allowed in his house. It's not allowed in mine either. But he did that, and the kid was shocked. And he's like, what are you going to do to him? Oh, my God. He was, like, so freaked out that Dylan had said the F-bomb. But I'm like, Dylan, that was for a song. Mm. You don't say that.
Yeah. Now, and the bigger deal you make of it nowadays, it kind of almost serves the opposite thing. But, yeah, I got the old lava soap right across the... Did you ever get
no,
this?
No, never. I got threatened, but I never actually got it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Did you ever get spanked?
Once.
Yeah.
I think.
I got...
About 2 weeks ago.
I got the... I got the old, this is going to hurt me.
Yeah.
A lot more than it's going to hurt you. That's what I got.
My dad, I did not get spanked, but my dad had the big old man hands, and he'd hit you right on top of it, like forehead. Like not
with the hand going down?
With the hand going down. And I'll tell you what.
Across the bridge of the nose,
no,
too?
No. Just top of the head. Bam!
Yeah.
About a second later, you got like the headache of all headaches.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That Jedi trick? You gotta teach me that sometime.
Man, Spock should learn that. No, it was a different time. There was no swearing in the house at all. And when I got to the point, you know, when I was in college, when I started calling my mother Connie, which Laura hates, by the way,
My kids, if they start calling me Laura, they'll be in trouble.
Yeah, call Connie and Arnie.
Yep.
Yep.
No Laura and
but
Jeff.
We did it. It was kind of like a joke in college. It was kind of like a, what's up, Connie? Like, hey, we're friends now, you know, kind of thing. Of course, you still love and respect. Obviously, you know I respect my parents. You know I do. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, even now, I catch myself using a language I probably shouldn't in front of my parents. And it's, you know, we're adults now. We have adult conversations, yeah. And we use adult words. And
I have no problem swearing in front of my parents.
But,
not at all.
But they don't swear to me, which makes me feel like I'm committing
doing
a felony.
Something wrong.
Yeah, right. So, all right. Anyway, I don't know how we got there, but here we are. I had some random...
Because you're going to shoot that girl in the tip.
Okay. Yeah.
That's you threatened to shoot a girl.
Yeah, with a dart gun, not knowing what it meant. I didn't know. I wouldn't say that out loud ever.
Now he's telling Laura that like every other day.
No, I am not. No, I am
tits
not.
Tits out of this.
Okay, I'm not. Don't.
Go on to shoot tits throughout the neighborhood. Okay. It's like Son of Sam.
Okay.
Kid is shooting all these
Son
girls.
Of Nip.
Okay, all right. Thank you son very of much. Nip. All right, thank you. Thank you very much. So I set aside every once in a while here on the 24/7, we do some random questions. You know, Laura specifically loves the random questions, kind of out of middle of nowhere, and you know, it tells you a little bit about the people on the show. And I have some here if you would like to entertain them.
Bring it.
Okay, I'm going to start with question number one. If you could make one body part detachable. Which one would it be?
Oh, boy.
Scotty?
My gut.
So you can put it on when you want?
I put it on when I want.
Well,
yeah.
Just take it off and never leave it there.
Leave it out in the sun. Maybe it shrinks a little. Mm.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. What about you, Laura? If you could detach a body part. Now, I know women that have, you know, good-sized chest sometimes find it cumbersome.
Yeah.
Do you ever wish you could just pop them off and put them on down on the table?
But because I'd want something. I do envy like the girls that have smaller chests that can wear no bras and little tiny spaghetti strap dresses in the summer. I would love that. But I always need something because if I don't wear something, it's just not good.
Yeah, I highly doubt it's not good. I mean, it's not good for you. I get it.
They're just too wobbly. I don't know. They're too big that they sway and they flow. If they were small and stuck to my body, like nicely.
Scotty's like, say that again slower.
Okay. I don't know what I would take off.
Do you want to really? The only thing I can think of here, am I allowed to take both eyeballs out or just one?
If you can take both out if you want, yeah.
Okay, because then I'd put them, you know, maybe in the ladies' showers.
Ah, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hide them.
Yeah.
And then because if one eyeball, I'm not seeing everything, you know, in 3D.
Yeah.
You're
so maybe
perv.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, I would think that taken out of your head, they'd be not working.
So like, I could be in the other room.
Yeah.
But still.
I understand.
They don't see me.
Right.
My eyeballs are there.
Right.
And I'm watching them lather up.
Retrieving them may be a problem, you know.
Yeah.
So you're gonna go with eyeballs?
Yeah.
Okay. Gut would be the thing.
Yeah, I can take off my.
The gut would be the thing.
Take off your what?
Well, I was gonna call it something, but I don't think I'm allowed to say.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Yeah, just say your gut.
My
Leave
gut.
It at that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next question.
The other words
let
for
me
it.
See. What are you exceptionally bad at? Like I talked about it earlier, I have zero understanding of Bitcoin. Okay, I'm bad at stuff like that. I try to read about it, and then I lose interest, and I'm never going to get involved in it, and maybe I'm going to be missing the boat or whatever like that, but I don't understand Bitcoin. What am I bad at? Returning calls.
Yeah.
I'm better with texts and emails, but I'm bad at returning calls. Okay.
I think sometimes dealing with stress, I step away from it. Not to like... You know, really, really bad. But like sometimes I just kind of go.
You retreat.
Yeah.
You're a retreater.
My days of fighting, days of arguing are kind of over.
It's because you realize it's wasted energy. What? Like, I got time for this shit. I don't want to be dealing with this. You know? It's like, get out of here. You know? Laura, what are you exceptionally bad at?
I don't want to say because I don't think I'm bad at it. But everybody around me says I'm tone deaf, that I can't carry it. Tune, but I feel like I'm singing okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna. You guys say
no,
it,
no,
but
no,
I don't
no, no,
agree.
Laura. What do you think? It's not about what others think, Because, look, singing is a form of expression. You rock on with your bad self.
She's admitting to herself, perhaps, that there is enough evidence.
She just said that she thinks she's good.
I do tests in the car. If I'm singing a song, I turn down the music and continue to sing it. And I'm like, it doesn't sound bad. But then people tell me that your ears, what I hear, is different than what other people's ears hear because something weird that goes on in your
They might be onto something.
That one bugs me. But
what do you think? Like, Kelly, think about it, because you really don't think you are. So I don't know if that counts. Kelly, what do you think really bad at?
Exceptionally bad at? Yeah. Technical stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all the patience for it.
Fixing a car? No, I'm good. I could learn about it. Sure, I could take a course or I could watch a video. I ain't got time. You know what I mean? Help. Get a professional to do it. Because when I try these things, I fail and I get really exasperated. And then you don't want to be around me. So why not just have a professional do it the first time and everybody's happy, including the professional that I'm paying to do it.
And I'm kind of agree with Kelly. Like, everything's, you know, online now. Okay, so you go to the doctors, mm-hmm. we'll send you your results. Well, can't you just call me?
I know. Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to send it to you. You have to sign up for a website, and you go on there. Mm-hmm. Did you bring this? No, it was on the website.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No, are you going to text me the day of the appointment? No, go to the website.
Mm-hmm. I'm not good at being careful. Jeff thinks, he reminds me 1,000 times a day to slow down because he's convinced this is why I'm so clumsy, even though I just think I'm clumsy. But, don't cut your finger right now. Concentrate on what you're doing. Don't have 5 other things going on in your mind. Slice your zucchini without cutting your finger. I don't have the ability. I'm really bad at slowing down.
Yeah.
And thinking about one thing, the task in front of me, instead of every other task.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you were doing that a little bit this morning.
Yeah,
you had about 50 things going on.
Because it's Wednesday. You know my Wednesdays.
I know.
You got to leave by 11.
I understand.
So I get a lot of stuff done all at once.
Next question. Who's the most, and you don't have to name names, who's the most insane person you've ever met and why?
Ever?
Yeah.
I knew he was going to look at me. You said you didn't have to say names, but he knew it.
One of them. Oh, yeah. There's some stuff going on there.
Insane and not in a bad way.
Because
she's not, I did. Just some of the things that she does. Because somebody told her at some point she couldn't do something. Instead of just going, yeah, maybe you're right, she has to prove to everybody.
Her brain is wired different. Yeah. A couple of them came to mind. Dizzy Reed, I thought was insane, but that was a drug-induced mess, right? And I'm not, and when I say this name, he's no longer with us. It was a long time ago, but we met Gary Coleman. And you remember Gary Coleman?
Yeah.
That's Different Strokes, right? He was an adult.
Yep.
And we met him in person, and he sat with us, and he was all over the place, man. I could not follow him, and I thought he's got
crazy little hands.
Something going on there. I mean, I definitely, and I'm taking this as the literal, there's some issues going on there, and you could see it. And then you don't want to misstep when you're dealing with someone like that. So I'd have to say him, no disrespect intended. I mean, I've met some crazy people that I thought were crazy, but it's usually because they were, in chemically induced as opposed to clinically. What about you, Kelly?
Same
person you've ever seen? Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I've seen some people off the hinges literally going, call the authorities. I've seen that.
Unique buddies. Campy Carl's unique. Pizza Scotty, who put a keg of beer in his fridge, took everything else out. Things like that.
I would say we had some chicken bones and a little fire going on outside of the building one day with some notes about Rosicrucians and religion. I'd say whoever died, I didn't meet him, that kind of thing. Somebody put bologna on the windows with all kinds of crazy stuff. We've had that kind of thing. That's my extension of the insanity thing.
I didn't know this person was crazy, so I don't know if it counts. But an acquaintance of mine has since murdered somebody, so I guess they're the most insane person I've ever met.
But
don't know if they were insane when you met them.
They seem normal to me, and now I think back, but I didn't see any signs. But I know this when it popped up in the news, I was like, oh boy. So
we had. It's funny that you bring that up because we had somebody at our house for Thanksgiving, sat right next to me, who years later murdered somebody. And, it was a good dude. There was nothing going on that I knew of or anything like that. And this is another part of the country. But I sat next to him at my table in my parents' house, and he ended up killing somebody. I mean, that's freaky, right?
I hadn't seen her in 3 months, and then it popped up in the news that she had murdered, so I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's awful. Good story.
I guess we'll cancel that get-together.
Yeah, right. What was your biggest childhood fear, and do you still have it, Scotty?
No.
You know I do.
I think it was, well, I mean, I still am scared of snakes, and I've gotten better with flying. I was never a fan of, you know, I always used to get scared if we talked about going somewhere. I'm like, we're going to drive, right?
Yeah, I had a recurring nightmare. The story behind clowns is I had a recurring nightmare about a clown who reached into my mom's station wagon and pulled me out of the back seat and took me up to his lair. I could see it like it was yesterday. And when I was being pulled out of the car as a kid, I was crying for my mom, and I was looking at my mom. This is how the dream went. And my mother's head slowly rotated all the way around as she looked at me with a straight face and never said a word.
Jesus.
Her head did a full 360 on her body, and as she drove off in the little station wagon, and the clown dragged me up to his cave. So, hence the reason I'm scared of clowns even to this day. You got a childhood fear, Kelly, you still hold on to?
Oh, I guess I remember fear of losing my parents, you know? If one of them, because they got divorced when I was five, if one of them was out late night and I was being babysat, I would get worried.
Yeah, of course.
They wouldn't be home at a certain time.
Yeah, right. Laura, childhood fear?
But my dad would come home usually just drunk. I was kidding, Dad. I know you're up there. You laughed at that one.
He would, too. He would. He would.
I did have a fear of spiders when I was a kid.
Still?
Terrified. Nope. Now I'm over it. But I was so afraid of spiders.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Not bad. We talked about some private thoughts and personal thoughts here today. You know?
Yeah.
Shot in the tit. That was another
one. I've never shooting women in the
titty
tit.
Shooter.
I never told you that story. Did you know it?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You have told it.
Okay.
I don't know if you told on air because you probably didn't want everybody to know that.
Yeah. I didn't know what it meant. I was a kid. I had no idea what I was saying. And let me tell you, kids, don't put soap in your mouth because it never comes out. It lasts no matter what you do. There's no getting rid of it. Okay? All right. Well, thanks for checking out the Buzz 24/7, everybody. We're so glad you stopped by.
Thanks for having us.
That was so nice. Enjoy the rest of the day, Mr. Brown.
Au revoir.
Scotty, rock on.
You too.
Laura, get after it.
You got it.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.